Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Rond. Just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre. And legally, we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
All Together Now, the 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday newscast for Greene and Columbia counties, is looking for contributors. Are you a retired weather expert? Have you always wanted to cover high school sports? Do you attend your own town meetings regularly and possess a cell phone? Then you could be a contributor to All Together Now. Send your idea for a regular segment, or tell us if you would like to cover a specific beat, and WGXC can share technological skills, reporting rules, sunshine laws, and helpful hints to help report on your community.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I am Fahim. I am 13 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I am Mashuda, and I'm 16, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm 16, and I am also from Hudson.
We have a special guest in the studio who's very quiet, but we're going to give a shout-out to. May I give a shout-out?
It's my sister, Fatia Jannat.
Yay! Welcome to the studio. Yay! Well, we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4, talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate.
I should have let you finish the sentence.
Books we love.
Yes.
And other bookish things. Mm-hmm. We like talking about books, because books are great.
Yes.
Books are life. Mm-hmm. Books are life.
So So we're going to talk about some books today. We've been apart for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
But we're all reunited. And this is the first time all four of us, plus our special guest, have been in the room together for a long time.
I know. It's been a while.
It's nice to have everyone back. Yay. So what has everyone been reading lately?
I know I've been reading some of the book battle books for this year. Cool. I think I've read almost all of them except for one. I think We Are the Ants is the only one I haven't read yet.
And that's a good one, too.
I'm almost done with Yaki Delgado. I need to start memorizing the author's names because I always have trouble with that. I remember Ask the Passengers by A.S. King. I remember her, but I don't remember any of the other authors.
Yeah, so these books that Amelia is talking about are the Battle of the Books books. The Bound by Books crew is on the teen team for Battle of the Books. And so they're reading five books over the summer, at least five books. They're probably reading some other books too. But they're reading these five books that other teams at other libraries throughout our system are also reading. And then in August, we're going to have a big book battle where we answer trivia questions about the books. And some of the answers for the books are the book's title and the author name, which is why Amelia's needing
to
memorize the author's name. But we have a great lineup of books. Which one's your favorite so far of the ones you have read?
Of the ones I have read, I feel awful because I've liked each of them a bit. I think the only one that stands out with me is actually my least favorite, which is The Raven Boys, actually.
Oh,
I wasn't a big fan. The main character's name is Blue, and at the same time, I was interchanging two books I was reading. So while I was reading The Raven Boys, I was also reading the newest Wings of Fire book, whose main character is also named Blue, which I
that
found very funny. He's a dragon, yes. But I found that interesting.
Huh, that is interesting, because it's not a common name.
It's not
name.
A common name.
Maybe it's a common dragon name.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know enough about dragons.
I got my mom to start reading Wings of Fire, and I'm very happy.
Shout out to Amelia's mom.
You're awesome, mom.
Yeah, go ahead.
Have you read As the Passenger yet? Do you like it?
Yes, it was the first one I read. I did like it.
I love Ask the Passenger.
My favorite was probably The Symptoms of Being Human, though.
Yeah? Cool. Awesome. Have you all read any of the battle books yet? What do you think?
I am almost done with The Raven Boys.
Are you liking it more than Amelia?
I think I am, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm surprised you didn't like that. That one seemed
it
like
wasn't
maybe
my
up
favorite.
Your alley.
There's a lot of the characters I didn't find very interesting. Mm. I found them a bit of a few kind of annoying, actually.
Same. That's fair. I could see that. I thought that one was fun, though. I mean, I liked them all. But yeah, what else is everyone reading?
I read a book whose main character is Emily. Amulet Book 7.
Beautiful name.
It's Amulet Book 7, Firelight. I'm pretty sure it's Firelight.
By Kazu Kibuishi.
Yeah, by Kazu Kibuishi.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
And it's a graphic novel, right?
Yes.
Series.
And it's basically just talks about Book 7 of the Amulet series, and then it continues. It has like a very bad ending that I don't like it. And then something really bad happens, like, it's very spoiler unexpected.
Alert. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Well, Holly said was something bad happens.
It's very unexpected.
That happens in most books.
Yeah.
There's usually at least one bad thing that happens in a book.
Sometimes even if something is spoiled for me, I find it interesting just to read the book and see how it got to that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I hate spoiler alerts.
Yeah, whenever I'm on like, wikis or anything, if I know a new book or something or a new piece of media is coming out, I will shun that page of the internet for a while until I finished reading or watching it myself.
Yeah. But you're going to keep reading the series if it keeps going? I forget how many there are.
So far it's 7. In 2019, Book 8, Supernova is going to come.
Still coming. I wonder if they're going to make it to 10 and then call it a day.
Yeah.
It's a nice even number. Yeah, I've only read the first one in that series, but I thought it was pretty fun. And I like the artwork.
Yeah,
it's very
too.
Beautiful. He's a good artist. How about you, Mashita? What have you been reading?
I have been reading a lot of books, but the book that stands out to me is Adrenaline.
Adrenaline? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By Ivo Ivani, which I read on Wattpad. It's a story that takes place on London, which is fiction, but it actually goes through like women rights. It's the author talks about puts it on 2550, and her, the main character is Leanne. Her parents forces her to get married to Derek Smith. She's only 23, but she doesn't want to. She wants to go to college. She wants to face the real world. She wants to work, but she, her mom's and her dad wants her to be like a housewife, and her dad told her mom to give her training and on how to make roast and chicken, beef, all mm-hmm. that stuff, and she does in laundry too, but she's not that that interested in doing housewives. And so she gets an opportunity to run away with a gang, and she does that. And then they're not a bad gang, but there she faces her freedom. And she also, yeah, but it actually goes through a good woman rights, but I'm not gonna say more because it's gonna be spoiler alert. So
I think it's cool when they take like older issues, and I say older issues, not really an old issue, but like to this extreme it's a bit of an older issue, like something that would take place in like the 19th century, and then they put it like out of its element, like in the year 2550, yeah. And they take it like somewhere else. I was saying like earlier reminded me of the Handmaid's Tale, and I only say that because I recently discovered it's not historical fiction. I had kind of just been ignoring it until I realized, wait a minute, when does this take place? But now I know. It's more of a dystopian novel or show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting because it's a book and a show, and there was also a movie. And so it's interesting trying to figure out when it takes place, because there's three different versions of the story, at least, out there already. So, you know, you have to piece together the clues to figure out when it takes place. In your case, in Adrenaline, it sounds like it says when it takes place. Is there anything aside from the women's rights issues that make it seem futuristic?
Yeah, the word adrenaline, it's like a hormone. It talks about how strong that is. Like, it also talks about how that's the only superpower we as a human have. And like, it actually, it's not a hormone. It actually, because whenever like she goes to jail and her mother kills her own husband and stuff like that, and it's really deep, but everything that happens just makes her stronger each day, each incident that happens. And it's really hard to explain because you have to read the book in order to understand it. But yeah, but like, she talks about the superpower she has is like adrenaline too, so she can face all the struggles she has. And like, for example, if you're in like school or anything, you're taking exams, and like, it's really stressful, and it's really hard to control your adrenaline because it's like your blood is flowing through your nerves and all that. Yeah. It's like really hard to control it, so you don't stand up and just walk away from the exam room because it's really hard, and you have to have your patience and everything.
I'm sorry, we have to keep moving the mic between us because me and Shooter are sharing a mic. That's why there's so many pauses between me and her. I've heard like stories of like people who have like adrenaline rushes, like mothers who could literally just in the heat of the moment lift cars like off of their children if they're in an accident or something. But then I've also heard of stories that once the adrenaline rushes over, you pretty much pass out because that's the chemical in your brain. That's what it does to you. But I think it's cool that it's like a theme in that story.
That reminds me of a character in the Runaways series. There's one of her superpowers is she's super strong and like, you know, she can like she could probably beat up the Hulk or whatever, you know, she's so strong. But as soon as, like, that's over, like, she's used up her power, she just, like, takes a nap. Like, she just falls asleep wherever she is.
The Runaways. Which, who's that by?
Brian K. Vaughan. It's a comic series, and then it's also
yes,
a TV show.
Oh, yes, you told
show.
Me about this. Yeah. I knew it was becoming a TV show. That's what I thought. I'm also reading, and this is going to sound really weird, because I'm reading Wings of Fire, which is something I've talked about way too much, but this is actually, it's the 11th book, 12th if you count the comic that Emily got me for Christmas last year.
Yeah.
It's called The Lost Continent, and it introduces 3 new types of dragons besides the 7 we already know: leaf wings, hive wings, and silk wings.
Those are the new ones?
Yes. Yeah. Basically, tree dragons, wasp dragons, and butterfly dragons. And
are they small?
No, they are not. They're the same size as normal dragons.
I was like, are they little wasp size? That'd be so cute. Little teeny tiny dragons.
That would be cool.
And their little hives.
Actually, the backstory of this new world, of this new continent called Pantala, the last continent we were on was like Pyria, is that a Nightwing from Pyria actually came to Pantala, and her descendants became the Hive Wings, became this new kind of dragon. So it's actually dystopian-ish. It's not as fantasy and prophecy-ish as the last books, where it dealt a lot with prophecies and magic and stuff. This one is more like the Hive Wings are the like alpha class of dragons, and they rule over the Silk Wings, which are the butterfly dragons. And no Silk Wing really questions it. They're given their job, they're given whoever's going to be their husband or wife, and they live their life according to what the Hive Wings want. And no one really questions it until our main character, Blue, his sister has his metamorphosis, which is when she gets her wings, and they find out that she is a flame silk, which means that her silk produces light, and none of the dragons have fire, so flame silks are very important to the Hive Wings because it's their only source of light and fuel. So she gets taken away to during her metamorphosis, and her brother Blue has to find her, and then we follow him, and also him dealing with the fact that his own metamorphosis is coming up and he might be a flame silk, and he doesn't really know what happens to the flame silks because there's very, very few of them. He didn't even know what they were before it turned out his sister was one. And then we just follow him throughout this whole story. And it's pretty cool.
Awesome.
I think more books are going to be coming.
Beautiful cover.
It is
I love
such
the
a
wings
pretty
of the
cover.
Dragon. What kind of dragon is that?
Silkwing.
Butterfly one, yeah.
It's a butterfly
one. Beautiful wings.
They've got the pictures of the dragons in the... And it has a map. And as we know...
Go maps.
Books with maps in them are always the best. They have the pictures of the dragons in the front of the book like the other ones did. If you want to... I'm just going to pass it around so you can see.
Cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. They're beautiful.
Another, like, subplot is the leaf wings, which everyone... Who are believed to be extinct, but no one really knows if they actually are.
Ooh, hive wings are pretty, too.
Yeah, hive wings are pretty cool.
Yeah, these books sound fun. I'm not... I haven't tried one yet. Maybe someday. But, that's awesome. I like that.
It does seem like the genre has, like, changed from, like, very, very fantasy to more, like, dystopian, like, don't question anything kind of thing, like propaganda and stuff. And I think that's interesting where they're going with that, where the author's going. Tui. I recently looked her up, and it turns out the correct way to pronounce her name is Tui. T. Sutherland.
Cool.
So I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's interesting with a series that it's that long, it might make sense to kind of change up the style to keep it going.
And it does tie in a little bit with the original, like, 10 book stories, but not, like, too much. Because, like I said, one of the dragons from the previous continent helped with the creation of a new tribe on this continent, which I think is cool.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, I read a very different book than all of you.
I think a lot of books can be described as very different from a book with the main characters consisting mainly of dragons.
Yeah. I've been mostly, in the past month, I've been mostly reading adult fiction and nonfiction, which is a little bit of a change for me because I read a lot of youth fiction primarily. But I just went on a trip to Alaska, and so I was reading some Alaska-themed books. And one of them, I think, is maybe more youth-friendly than the other. It's maybe a crossover, potential crossover, like adult to teen book. It's called The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. And it's a sort of realistic fiction, historic fiction set in the 1970s into the, I think it maybe goes into the 80s. Oh no, I guess it's, yeah, it might go slightly into the 80s by the end. But it's a coming of age story about a young woman who's 13 at the start of the book, named Lenny. And her father was a POW during the Vietnam War and has just come home and is like kind of a changed man from that experience. And, you know, things are not working out that well. And then he gets the opportunity to have some land up in Alaska. And so they move, they sort of like drop everything and move up to Alaska, into a place that's, you know, cut off from a lot of the world and very different than any place she's been, and has, you know, very harsh winters. But they also meet this community of people, and sort of, you know, build a home there. But there's a lot of sort of trials and tribulations with living there, with the issues that her father has, and how that impacts her mother and her. And there's some romance and some adventure, and but a lot of it sort of like, it builds this really nice sense of place. And then it was fun. The town where they live, as far as I could tell, is a fictional town, but based on a certain area in Alaska, which was near to where one of the places that we visited. So it was fun. I finished the book while I was there, and it was fun reading a book that was set basically where I was, more or less, although in a town that, as far as I couldn't find it on a map, so I think it's a fictionalized town. That's cool. Like, they would describe the plant life, and it was stuff that I was seeing, or the animals that were in the area.
I always wonder what it would be like to be in a town that is real and was as the setting for a really popular book. Like,
like
I know
Forks, Washington.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Like, I wonder how the people of Forks feel.
Yeah, I think it depends, because that movie that we're talking about, Twilight, which was filmed in Forks, Washington, and the movie was filmed there. And so there were like actual people's homes that were like the home of like Bella's home or
Wow.
And so I think sometimes if the fandom is really strong, people like want to go around and see the spots. So I think there may have been some annoyance with that.
Like, really?
Yeah. And when I visited there, it was closer to the time that Twilight was really big, and there was definitely a lot of sort of fan stuff around. So like, there'd be posters and windows, and there was a sign in Lepush, which is where the Indian reservation is, where Jacob's character lives, and there was a sign that was like, no vampires past this point.
That's kind of funny.
So it was definitely a present. There was a Twilight presence at that time. I don't know if it's still.
It shows like that. How much I know about
but
the series. That there. The most interesting thing to me is going to that diner that sells that pie. I don't know.
I did go to a diner. Ooh. I didn't have any pie.
Pie is pretty good.
Yeah. Fun times.
What's your favorite type of pie?
Type of pie? Oh, I don't eat much pie, but I make a really good pie that's it's got like a chocolate peanut butter. It's kind of like a chocolate peanut butter pie. Ooh. Like a pudding-ish thing, but it's not pudding. I don't know how to describe it.
I think I know what you mean.
It's very good, though, on a graham cracker crust. I can't say that. And then and it has chocolate-covered pretzels on top.
Yum.
It's very good. Mm-hmm. But growing up, blueberry pie was my favorite. And strawberry. I like all pie.
I've got, like, the pie trifecta. I got cherry, blueberry, and pumpkin as my favorites.
I like chocolate hazelnut or apple cinnamon.
Ooh. This is bound by pie. It's the bound by pie minute.
Yeah.
What was I gonna? Oh, so another thing I wanted to mention, while I was on my trip, on the way back, I watched a movie on the airplane, which was based on a book that I'd also read, which was Love, Simon, which maybe some of you have seen.
I haven't seen the movie, but I saw a ton of the trailers for the movie. But I did not know it was a book originally.
Yeah, I liked the book a lot, and I thought the movie, they did a really good job with it. And it was funny because there's a couple moments where it's touching, you know, emotional. I was like on a plane, like trying not to cry while sitting next to a stranger. It's always fun. But it was a very sweet movie and a very sweet book. And I think I'm going to read another book by the same author soon. I have it on my phone, the audio. So I'm going to try listening to it once I finish up this last adult book. Free me from the adult books. What else do y'all have coming up? Do you have a next read?
I'm probably going to read the next Bound by Books.
Oh, or Battle
Book Battle.
We Are the Ants, or We Are All Ants?
There are too many B's in these titles. The letter B is confusing me, and I keep mixing up Bound by Books and
Battle of the Books.
Book Battle.
Bound by Books. B.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Fahim? What's next up for you?
I'm going to finish a book that I started, which was The Trails of Apollo by Rick Riordan. And then after that, I'm gonna start the next Bound by Book, which is...
Battle of the Books. The struggle is real.
Yeah.
Which one's next for you?
What's the one called? It's like someone's name, and it says...
Oh, Yaki Delgado wants to kick...
Yes.
Your... My house? Your house? I can't remember.
Your.
Yeah. How about you, Mashuda?
I'm going to finish As the Passenger, and I've been reading other books too, yeah. And finish other Bound by Books too.
Nice.
I have two more left, but...
Cool. That sounds fun. Yep. Well, great. It's nice to talk books again. I hope next week I will have a nice teen-friendly book to talk about. Although I think the book that I talked about today is pretty teen-friendly.
Yeah.
It's good every once in a while to have a nice crossover book. I don't know, when I was a teen, I read a lot of adult books. And some of them were more appropriate than others for my age. So I feel like that one's pretty appropriate. And interesting for young readers. Cool. Well, thank you all for listening. We're going to hand it off to our friends at the afternoon show in just a minute. And we hope everyone has a wonderful week and reads lots of good books. We'll be back here next Monday at 3:30 to talk some more. Bye. Happy reading.
Bye.
Bye. Pyari shaadi, pyar pyar ve, ghaate ka ye vyapar ve. Love mein jo hai, roz aur ve. Ladne nahi baar baar ve. Ve main chadhe aayi ishq di paudiyan, hath lagge na ve meri photi kaudiyan. Na main kara minnata na hath jodeya, je tu marna te mar jaane goliyan. Tu bane bada thagranja, thagranja. Thagranja, tera pyar kehda ve tu star tujhse hazar dekhe yaar maine dhokhe ka bazaar ve tera pyar ve main chadhya ishq di paudiyan hath lagge na ve meri photi kaudiyan na main kara minnata na hath jodeya je tu marna te mar jaane goliya tu bane bada thag ranja thag ranja thag ranja thag ranja thag ranja thag ranja.
देता रहा सौ माफिया टूट बे मैं चढ़े आई शिकती।